here's some stuff. You know, everyone has those people in their lives that they're like, I get the people the same thing every year. I get them socks. They don't need another sweater. Like, you just want something unusual or strange to get somebody that they remember you by. You know, something they can use. Like, for example, there is something called musical toilet paper rolls.
Okay.
It's exactly what I said. It's one of you. So you know those cards where, like, you open the card and the card starts singing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is that. It's toilet paper rolls, and they all, you know how, like, the toilet paper, the roll part looks like an open mouth? So the top looks like people singing, and you open the box, and it starts singing to you.
So is this the music? When you're unrolling the toilet paper?
Yep. No, it's people, no, it's actually singing, because it's like, it's little mouths open. The toilet paper roll part is like the open mouth, and they have cute little eyes on it. It's adorable. I think it's a great idea.
No, because you know when cats go into the bathroom and they spin the toilet paper and they do it to this song.
Right. True. Well, you know what? Think about how great your TikToks will be from now on. You get musical toilet paper. You stick your cat in there. Blows up on TikTok.
So what happens if the people, because you know there's people out there, because there's people at work that do it. They put the toilet paper on there backwards. Does it play the song backwards?
Well, if it makes you feel better, the actual toilet paper doesn't sing. It's the box that it comes in, that you open it up and the box sings the same way like a card does.
No, when people do the over, under, or under, over, or whatever, I think it goes backwards.
Okay, let me move on to the next gift.
Okay.
There is actually bacon-scented wrapping paper out there. So if you want to give a crappy gift, we want to give it on really cool wrapping paper, get some bacon-scented wrapping paper. That is a real thing that's out there, by the way.
It's bacon!
Why would you want that?
You know, because I'll tell you why. Because you know how you walk into someone's house and it smells like Christmas? Don't you want it also to smell like cooked bacon?
No.
It's bacon!
All right, here's a really interesting gift for somebody. It's called the Tubble, okay? It's an outdoor bath. It's literally like a big plastic tub. Like something you would get like for a kid, like almost like a play tub, except this one is more like it's a hot tub, but it's an outdoor hot tub that you can blow up and work. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what you want. I don't know. The older I get now, I look at hot tubs and I think every time I get into a hot tub, as soon as somebody turns that bubble off, it is taking a bath with friends.
Right. Right.
It's like it turned into a fun thing and then you turned it off and then, oh no.
I'm sitting in a tub with friends and they're germs.
And it's COVID. Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah.
And you go to the like hotel and.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Okay, never mind. Okay, so maybe not the tub. Maybe that's not for you. How about this? So remember those cans that were like, I don't know, like baked beans or Pam cooking spray, but they were fake bottoms and you can use them to hide money in. So that way when you open, huh?
You can hide your weed in it.
You can hide your weed in it. You can hide money in it. You can hide whatever you want in it. But you open your pantry, it looks like a normal can that's in there, but except, you know, you got some stuff shoved up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are sex toys that double as a safe.
You can hide your weed in it?
You can hide your, but listen, think of it this way. Okay, if you go to a pantry, like if you have kids, eventually a kid is going to look through the pantry. Somebody can very easily open the pantry and pull out that can of Pam or baked beans or whatever. No one's going through your drawer and going through your private stuff. No one's picking up your vibrator, right? So if the vibrator is a safe, that is the best place to hide something, don't you think?
Yeah, when the feds break into your house with a order to tear up your house and look for stuff, they're not going to tear the vibrator apart. They're just going to be like, I'm not touching that.
A thief breaks in. They're looking for a safe. They're not looking for your rabbit. You know, they're not looking for your anal beads.
So the anal beads, like the third bead, is like you can open it.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Here's one that's perfect. Okay, you brought up weed a second ago. Mm-hmm. For the weed smoker in your life, especially if you live in a state where weed is legal, or even if it's not legal, there are smell-proof bags. They actually exist, right? Because during the holidays, you know, listen, and if you're someone like me that cooks a lot, if you have oregano and thyme and rosemary, you know, the fresh stuff, you open the refrigerator, that stuff really smells, especially garlic. So forget about just for weed, for actual like garlic and things like that. It is a smell-proof bag.
That would be worth billions if dogs can't smell it.
Oh.
Then you could hide your weed in it and take it through the airport.
Right.
See, that's what people need to invent. Dog smell-proof bags. You'd be a billionaire.
Billionaire. I'll give you two more. So we talked about AC/DC last week. Remember, remember David Grohl told us that story about that he went to that party with Paul McCartney and he brought AC/DC with him?
Right.
Well, AC/DC, very busy this year, very busy around this time of year. They actually have their own beer. It's AC/DC beer, and that's really a thing. So if there's like, if you have a rock guy in your life or a rock girl in your life, and they also like beer, I think that could be kind of a fun thing to get them. And finally, for the wine mom, you know, the rosé all day kind of gal, it's a canvas tote, because, you know, moms always have those totes. It's cute. It's like blue and white stripes with the rope looking handles, you know what I mean? You've seen that one before, except it has a secret wine spigot. So it's actually a wine bag.
You can put a bag and put your wine in it.
Right. That's perfect for the rosé all day mom.
Could you put your AC/DC beer in it too?
Sure, why not? Anything you want in there. I'd put coffee in there, you know me.
Speaking of Dave Grohl, he's still going crazy with these Hanukkah songs.
Okay.
So he's like coming out with one every day. So
he's really into this. Wow.
It's the Hanukkah sessions, and he's doing it for 8 days.
Right, because Hanukkah, eight days of Hanukkah. Sure.
Every day you wake up and you go, I wonder what song Dave Grohl did today. So now we find out which song Dave Grohl did today.
Is this Billy Joel?
Big Shot.
Is Billy Joel Jewish?
Yes. Well, you went uptown rockin',
limousine, fine park, cabin, clothes. So the way what he's doing is every night of Hanukkah, he's doing a song by a Jewish artist.
Right.
It's actually pretty good.
It's actually awesome. He's playing drums and singing.
I like his covers of other people's music. Makes me like their music more.
What's bringing music, this music, to a whole new audience?
Right, that's true.
It's amazing. So I wonder what it's going to be tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess his parents, I looked it up. His parents were Jewish.
Billy Joel?
Yeah.
He's from Long Island. What do you expect?
He's from Hicksville.
Yeah.
The only thing in Hicksville is the IKEA.
That's right. And they got really good pans. And you know what else is there? There's a Chick-fil-A right in front.
At the IKEA, they have a Chick-fil-A?
Outside, not like part of the IKEA, but it's like in front of the IKEA. So if you go to Chick-fil-A, you can go to IKEA. I'll give you one hit, honey. I know where all the good Chick-fil-A's are on Long Island.
Of course you do. Yes, yes,
you ought to be a big shot. What else is in Hicksville that I know? That's a really only you have to say is IKEA. I think that was the first place I hit when I was there.
I'll have to check out the Hicksville, Long Island Chamber of Commerce and see what they have to say for you.
You know, our toolbox that we had came from IKEA. And you know what I got when I left IKEA? Chick-fil-A. And the iron that you never used, and I was the only one who used it. I bought that at IKEA. Huh.
I think there's a Disney store there now.
In Hicksville?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. Is there a mall in Hicksville?
Probably.
He's playing a kazoo now.
Of course he is. There's the Broadway Commons Mall in Hicksville.
Oh, there you go. Did we go there? No.
No.
Is there a Target there?
Probably.
See, you don't understand. All these towns just blend into me. It's all one big town.
There's a Chick-fil-A there, by the way.
It's in front of IKEA.
No, but there's ones at the Commons, too.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a Target, a Yankee Candle, you know, Long Island Mall.
Yeah, see, all Long Island towns are the same. They just have all shitty roads. And really bad drivers.
And an Aeropostale.
Yeah, and no car washes. I think Hicksville does have a car wash.
Have Billy Joel's ever been there?
They have kazoos. When's the last time you heard a kazoo in a song? Come on.
Probably Andrew just now.
Is bringing it back. Taking you back to your youth.